It's the essential question of urban education. If you can give some children a better opportunity, but doing so potentially undermines the system as a whole, what should be done? The Philadelphia School Reform Commission has been weighing this as it considers 39 applications for new city charter schools. As WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports, months of contentious debate will come to a head at a public hearing tomorrow evening as the SRC votes on those applications.
People all over Pennsylvania are taking sides about expanding charters in Philadelphia. Spokesman Jeff Sheridan says Governor Tom Wolf is wary.
Governor Wolf has serious concerns about the approval of more charters at a time when he believes that the School Reform Commission has to stabilize, not worsen, the district's finances. The district cannot spend money it doesn't have for new charters or other expenses.
The advocacy organization Public Citizens for Children and Youth echoed that sentiment, saying the district shouldn't approve any new charters at this time because it would negatively affect those left in the school district. The Philadelphia School Partnership, which sees charters as part of reforming urban education, offered $25 million to help defray the added costs of approving applications from proven charter operators. The district counters that those stranded costs over 6 years could reach $500 million. Republican leaders in Harrisburg have been watching the debate closely, and they don't believe the district's math.
That's all smoke and mirrors.
Mike Terzai is Speaker of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. Of the 39 applications, he says 27 were submitted by those running schools that score higher on the state's School Performance Profile Index than the school district average.
The fact of the matter is there's a demand from parents and grandparents, and that group of people want that option of charter schools. And the opportunity to give them that lifeline is now.
Terzai would not directly answer questions about the fiscal implications of the SRC approving the 27 applicants he favors.
You and I know if they approve a bunch of schools, that's going to drive up the dollar amount they're going to come back to you and ask for in a few months. It's just going to happen, right?
Look, that's not the issue in front of us, right? That's not the issue in front of us. The issue in front of us right now is parents and grandparents are asking for these charter schools.
State Rep. John Taylor, Philadelphia's lone Republican in Harrisburg, wrote the legislation that compelled the district to hear new charter applications this year. Last summer, he attached it to the bill authorizing Philadelphia's new $2 per pack tax on cigarettes. He's hoping to see as many qualified applicants to be approved as possible, but specifically called for Republicans in the House and Senate to put their money where their mouth is.
If we are the proponents of charters, we're the proponents of choice in education, and we got to come up with that proper funding and go back to that charter reimbursement line, which would solve all of Philadelphia's problems.
The debate has also stirred up contention in the race to be Philadelphia's next mayor. Jim Kenney, Lynn Abraham, Nelson Diaz, and Doug Oliver have all signed a letter calling for no new charters. State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, long an advocate for charters and vouchers, has been the lone supporter of expansion. West Philadelphia parent Rajiv Duckett knows the heart of the debate, perhaps as well as any. He has three sons, one in a district magnet school, another in a charter, and his youngest in a traditional neighborhood school that's been stripped by budget cuts.
It's kind of bothersome to think about what type of atmosphere he has to learn in.
Duckett's youngest son has been waitlisted by a charter, and so in theory, he supports expansion. But he, too, worries about the impacts on the system overall.
I don't think it's a win if other students are put at a disadvantage. I mean, that wouldn't make sense.
School Reform Commission Chair Bill Green says the body will follow the state charter law and judge applicants on their merits.
Although it creates an additional uncertainty for the district that it doesn't need, we have had every branch of government in Harrisburg say that we are going to get additional funding next year.
If rejected by the SRC, applicants can appeal to a state board. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.